Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
All you witnesses, do not forget his benefits. Forgive the iniquities, heal the diseases in my ligaments. The Redeemer and Creator, me from dust. He know I make up merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things. Bless Yah, who renews me like the eagle's wings. Bless Yah, who made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who we chosen. Bless Yah.
Bless Yah, oh my soul. Bless Yah. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
I will bless Yah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my rhyme. Praise Yah for unto us his glorious shine. Baruch Yah Melech Ba Shemaim Elo Ba Aret. Praise Yah for he execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He renew my health like the eagle's wings. Yah fed my mouth with good things. So unto Yah his glory I sing. Yah bless.
Bless Yah, oh my soul. Bless Yah, all his angels. Bless Yah, all his holies. Bless Yah, all his words. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy, holy.
Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yahweh is holy. Let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. I am Moray Tali here at 1907 Vine Street at one of Yahweh's little sanctuary here at the House of Israel. It's a blessing to stand before you once again to bring forth to you nothing but the truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but it. The Most High has, with his word, to bring forth his words, to magnify his laws and make them honorable. We make a lot of investments as men and women through the years of our life. But there is one great investment, the greatest investment that you can make is when you go out to one of your Barnes and Nobles nearby. Go to one of your Family Dollars. Go to one of your Walmarts. Go to one of your half-price bookstores and pick you up the Holy Scriptures, the Word of Yahweh.
This mic don't sound right. You should be hearing ourselves.
It is, okay. Well, praise the mighty Yah. This is the number one greatest investment that you can invest yourself into. I don't care how many businesses you have. I don't care how many schools you done built and have. If these businesses that you have is not based and driven by the word of the Most High, then it's vain. If your schools are not based and driven by the word of the Most High, well, then it's in vain. Everything that you build, scripture says, except Yahweh build the house, they that laboreth, buildeth it in vain. So you can build all you want, and it might look pretty, and it might look very good, but Yahweh said it's just in vain. So I just wanted to praise the Most High, Yah, for even giving me the opportunity to come before the people in his sanctuary to make this sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to make it to this hour of the week, 7 days away from an historical event, the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference. It's been held annually for over 25 years now. We just recently had the conference here in Cincinnati, the hometown of the original founder, Moray Elisha Israel, true prophet and servant of the Most High, who had the vision. From the Most High to embark upon bringing and gathering the people together. Meeting began at its origin. The vision that was given to this late great servant of Yahweh, whose work is still promising today, his work is still manifesting today. He's still waking people up today. People still waking up to the knowledge of who they are and who Yahweh is because of this servant. And when Yahweh gave this man's vision, it was all 100% according, driven, thriving, based around, inside and out about the words of Yahweh. This wasn't a meeting that was called for the people to come together to play tambourines, string instruments, and sing songs and dance. Although that's good. But this wasn't the origin, the purpose of this meeting. This meeting was to come together and sharpen one another and seeking Yah and his words. And you will find this anytime you have a vision from the Most High. You have a revelation from the Most High. You have a work that Yahweh wants you to do. You will find that you can find support and validity to this vision in Yahweh's words. The Most High will never give you a vision and you have nothing in his word to substantiate what you're doing. And one of the most beautiful scriptures, Isaiah 41. And I'm going to read this. And this is before I get into my presentation. I just wanted to acknowledge and praise the Most High Yahweh for blessing us with a successful conference. And I just wanted the people to know the origin of its roots, how this conference was built, and it's still standing strong this day. We haven't deviated. We have a system, and it's all based around the words of Yahweh. Excuse me. Allergies is flaring up a little bit here in Cincinnati, so bear with me tonight. But Isaiah 41, I'm going to start reading at the 19th verse. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, because in the wilderness, that's what the Most High is talking about, the desert. So when you see all these things just form and come to life and to fruition in the desert, oil trees and myrtle trees and all these trees and pine trees, the box tree, they all just come in together. The 20th verse says that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Yahweh has done this. The Holy One of Israel have created it. And people, you want to pay attention to the things that Yahweh has done. You want to pay attention and look close at the things that Yahweh has created. And when Yahweh create things, it fulfills a purpose of what he created it for. And when you get to humans and the man and the female that's made in the image and likeness of the Almighty, this is where confusion come into play. It comes to fulfilling your purpose and role. But when you look at the ant, when you look at the sun and the moon and the stars, and when you look around, everybody is doing and fulfilling their purpose. But of course, mankind has caused the whole earth and the seas and the heavens to languish. But let's pay attention to the work of Yah. Look what the Most High says further in verse 21. Produce your cause, says Yahweh. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the King of Israel, the King of Yaakov. Yes, let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let's get to the bottom line. Let's get to the nitty gritty and get to the point. Let them show the former things, first of all, because if you don't know the former things, how are you going to know the latter things? Let us show the former things what they be, that we may consider them. All we got to do is internalize them and consider them with a sincere, pure heart. All I got to do is take that thing and swallow it down and ingest it into my soul and be honest. And if it's thus says Yah, it's going to be like sweet honey. It's going to be like sail food. The sails is going to get to vibrate in a good way. When your heart is pure. But he says, listen, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them. Because this is the way Yahweh think. When you think seven steps ahead of yourself, this is how you would think. I need to think of the outcome, the latter end of this thing. What is this thing is if I end up doing this, then I know it's going to have a ripple effect. And next thing you know, possibly it's going to come out looking like this. And if that latter end ain't looking good, well, then the beginning wasn't good. So you want to pay attention to your latter end. That's something that you always want to consider. And considering the latter end is one thing that should always be on your mind, considering the latter end. We all going to die one day, people. You all have to go the way of our fathers. One day, if you're blessed, you're going to get to the hoary head. But then you're going to sleep with your fathers. So in other words, if you're thinking about the end, which you never know when that end is going to come, but the end is always near because we don't have long. It's always near. And if you consider that, help you straighten yourself up today by just considering the latter end. And it's Yahweh that will cause us to do so. Listen, let's keep reading further what the Most High is saying. Know the latter end of them, or to declare us things for to come. Because if you truly got the spirit of Yah, you truly got the words of Yahweh, you're going to be able to tell us the former things, true accounts. You're going to be able to tell us the present things that was told in the beginning to true accounts as we can with Deuteronomy 28. And we can tell you about the slave boats. We can tell you about the chains, shackles. We can tell you about this 400-year captivity. We can tell you about the corner stores that's in all the communities of the African-American. We can tell you about the mistreatment. This was already prophesied that this would happen to us, that brothers would be against brothers. We out here killing each other. We out here being called N-I-G-G-A, and we call M-O-N-K-E-Y, apostrophe S. We getting called a whole bunch of things. And it was all prophesied. And then you can also, when you got the word of Yah, you can tell the future. You can tell the end time. And Yahweh saying, look, if you really got a strong reasons, and the strongest reason is when you got the word of Yah. When you got the word of the Most High. When you coming to the table, the Most High said, bring, produce your cause and bring forth your strong reasons. He ain't talking about no weak stuff. And you can't get no stronger when you stand in the counsel of Yah. Look what it says further in the 23rd verse. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yeah, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. And the Most High already know at the end of the day, especially when you're standing against the Most High, you're nothing and you're vain. But I wanted to show this scripture to magnify Yah, his words, and make them honorable. The conference that we just experienced, and you've seen how brothers, you've seen the leaders in separate meetings, closed door meetings. There was only one thing going on. Books, the book of Yahweh was open, and it was being exercised from the mouth of the counselors. And that's all they did. They didn't talk about the next party they're going to have. They didn't talk about fundraisings. They didn't talk about the schools we're going to build here in this captivity, businesses we're going to build in this captivity. They didn't talk about none of that. They talked about, hey, let's get to the word of the Most High and see why is it that we confused on the truths that lie here in this book. I know everybody want to make it all irrelevant. The word of the Most High, and one person teach this and one person, and that's just all irrelevant. Who cares at the end of the day? Well, that's how you think. When you done made the word of the Most High void, and his words that he said over here in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 46th verse, he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law, for it is not a vain thing for you. See, this is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. See, to tell yourself that this word don't matter, and these disagreements on the word don't matter, that's blasphemy. Because the Most High told us, even according to the book of Psalms, he said he put his word above his name. You're going to tell me that the word of the Most High don't matter? It don't matter that we're confused? The scripture says, if you really want wisdom, you have to search for her as for hidden treasures. Hidden gold, you gotta really show yourself that you want it. You got to labor in this thing. And you got to get with your brothers, and y'all got to exercise together like y'all at the gym. Like you on a battlefield training for the battle. Iron sharpen iron. And that's what the brothers was doing in the meeting rooms. But we was missing a lot of brothers. We was missing a lot of elders. We was missing a lot of teachers. And the reason why. Some of our leaders, they have very good reasons they couldn't be there. But then some of them, they just don't put no stock into the importance of Yahweh's word. He said, this is not a vain thing for you because it is your life. And if you read the book of Solomon, the one that Yahweh said, listen, this man is exceedingly much blessed in wisdom, and there shall be no man after him that's going to be this blessed in wisdom. No matter what flaw you can put on him, you still will never be wise as him. And through all the wisdom that he had, he let us know The bottom line is to fear Yah and to keep his commandments. And he wanted you to know, the next point is, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. It's all vanity. You can get your businesses, you can get your schools, you can get everything you want to do. Your relationship with the Most High is through this word, and how strong and how important is this word to you. We should be going to and fro to make sure we making the crooked thing straight. Listen, let me show you this. In Psalms 51. Because this is not a vain thing for you. The Most High says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. And it's only one book of Yah. And it's called the Old Testament of the Holy Bible. It's called that. But it's really called the Holy Scriptures. The book of truth. The book of remembrance. The book of the law. The book of the prophets. The book of Moses. Come with several names, but they all want the book of Jasher. I know people think that the book of Jasher is a different book outside of Yah's book, but let me tell you, people, don't fall in the trap. Just look up Jasher and see what it means. It just means upright. And it's only one book of the upright. If you know about Yah, he is a one Elohim. He don't get into two books and two this and two that. He's got one law, and he has one book. And he got one people. What did I just say? Go. Psalms 51. I want to show you this real quick. Because I was trying to convey this to the people at the conference. Because I want people at the conference to know, we ain't been gathering ourselves together for over 25 years, three times a year in vain. This ain't no vain thing. Because we gather ourselves for one thing and one thing only. And that's the words of Yahweh. We very concerned about this. This is an embarrassment to the whole community that we of a confused face. We are confused people. We don't even know. We all been sent to captivity at the same time and don't even know the time that we getting up out of here, and Yahweh tell us in this book. We even got our end time of getting out of captivity confused. We are the most confused people on earth. But it's a reason why we're confused. I'm going to show you why we're confused. But first, let's read this. Psalms 51. Verse 2. Wash me thoroughly. Excuse me. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. And this man hit it on the nail. We all sinners. We all need to sit down, and we all need to be humble. Period. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You ain't even innocent then when you come out as a baby. You come out unclean. You come out undone. And that's how sin is. It's undone. It's cleanness. That's why the prophet, when he seen Yahweh, he said, man, I'm a man of undone lips. And I know that baby, you come out, you're undone. You uncircumcised. You unclean. But Yahweh's mercy endures forever. He's going to let all that clean up and give it time to clean up, give it time to get circumcised, give it time to flourish and blossom into something clean and beautiful. But he says, purge me with hyssop. Behold, I was shaping iniquity. The fifth verse. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part. In the hidden parts, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And people, once you start really getting with the real program, your desire is going to be Yahweh's desire. And pay attention, there is nobody that can tell you about Yahweh's desire better than King David. That's a true statement. It's a fact statement. How do I know? This is a man after my own heart. The Most High raised up a man, molded a man to be an example of a man that got a heart like Yahweh. He's the only man in the scriptures that that's ever said about. And all the other men that came after him, he was used as the standard. So it don't take a rocket science to figure out. If you want to know Yahweh's desire, go ask King David. Because he's the only one walking around with a heart out of God. And he telling you, behold, which means pay attention. Behold, which means listen. Look, thou desires truth in the inward parts. And the hidden part, thou makest me to know wisdom. And I love that because I'm allowing myself to be taught on what Yahweh like. So when we labor ourselves to get the truth, now you get with the program. Now you on the right mission. Now everything you're doing, it ain't in vain. What the Most High said in the book of, since we in Psalms, before I even leave Psalms, Psalms 50, go to this one Psalms behind you and go to the 19th verse. For time's sake, I'll start at 19. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, thy tongue framest deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thy own mother, son. And yes, that's what we do, people. Instead of sitting around thinking about the truth and how you can get the truth to your brother and how you can hit him this way with the truth, hit him that way with the truth, or how you can pray and pray for your brother or sit down with your brother, all you want to do is talk about your brother. He said, thou givest your mouth to evil and thy tongue framest this deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against your own brother. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son, a scorner. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such one as yourself, didn't you? You thought that you had it going on while you were sitting there talking about people, that I was right with you saying amen. But no, Yahweh ain't saying no amen. He looking at you like a fool. If you really get with the program, you ain't got no time to be sitting around slandering nobody. You don't have time to be sitting around talking about nobody in no negative way. You don't have time for negativity, period, and feeding on that. Scorning. But look what the Most High says. These things have thou done, I kept silence. Thou thoughtest I was altogether such as one as yourself. But I will reprove thee and set them in order before your eyes. Now I want you to consider this. Ye that forget Elohim, sitting there running your mouth as if the Most High ain't listening. Lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorify me. This is what he wants you to pay attention to. Whoso offereth praise, they glorify me. And to him that ordered his conversation aright, this the one I will show the salvation of Elohim. That's the one. Because look what he sit around talking about. He ain't slandering. If we want to slander, we can do that all day long. It's a lot of things to slander. It's a lot of negativity to talk about. It's a lot of bad to just dive into. It's a lot of darkness to just live in and talk about. It's a whole bunch of that. But what about the light? What about the good? What about the beautiful? What about the silver lining? What about the blessing? What about the positive? But we're too hard of a people to be about positive. I'm in captivity. What is to be positive about?
I got all this going. And I got these brothers acting fool. You acting fool too. Listen. The Most High say he that ordered his conversation to write will I show the salvation of Elohim. That's why we got to get together more. And we got to start having good conversation. A right conversation. So Yahweh can really show us his salvation. And hopefully, a lot of people that came to the conference, they left seeing more of Yahweh's salvation. Because when Yahweh starts showing you his true judges, he's showing you his salvation. Because who you think Yahweh going to bring his salvation through? All his servants and judges, the ones that's really true. And you got to know that all of them ain't true. Also, go to Hosea, the 6th chapter. I just want you all to just get this dose of medicine. I want you to get this because there's a lot of teachers that will cause you and make you vain. They'll have you getting with a program that how you build on things, and this is really how you're wasting your time. And you can be strengthening yourself with that time. You can be getting yourself together with that time. You can be polishing up with the time. You can be getting closer to Yahweh with that time. Because we almost out of time. Let me show you. Hosea, the 6th chapter. Look what it says. Starting at the 5th verse. Therefore have I healed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. 6th verse. This is Yahweh talking. For I desired mercy. That's what I desire, people. So you better get to investing in it, because that's my desire. And if you get with the program, the right program, all your investments should be into Yahweh's desire. Because Yahweh said, listen, haven't I been a husband to you? We done been like a treacherous wife, departing treacherously from our husband. But a wife that's not treacherous is the one that's faithful to her husband. She's a virtuous wife, and her desire is unto her husband. So she desire his desire. It ain't no better picture to have. To have a righteous, strong, faithful man that Yahweh is, Elohim, faithful. That keeps all his covenants. Elohim that's just and without iniquity. You can't put no flaws. You can't put no wrongs, no sins, no transgressions, no iniquity, no uncleanness. His hands is freely clean. Your desire, our desire, should be unto him all the way. Whatever you need, y'all. Whatever you want, y'all. I would love to do it for you, y'all. And Yahweh said, well, listen, if that's the truth, if that's the case, I desire mercy. So you better start showing mercy to your wife. You better start showing mercy to your husband. You better start showing mercy to your children. You better start showing a whole bunch of mercy to everybody. That's what I desire. And mercy, people, you look it up. It don't mean, just mean you just forgave somebody. See, when you forgive somebody, that's kindness. And that's what mercy means, kindness. So don't stop at forgiving. What about not, you don't got to forgive nobody. What about rewarding somebody for what they did? You ain't got to forgive nobody. The mercy is not defined by forgiveness. Mercy is kindness. If you do an act of kindness, that's mercy in the eyes of Yah. Because it's the same word. It's the same thing. The Most High said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Because sacrifice that we caught up in is sacrificing animals. That ain't Yahweh's sacrifice. You want to make a sacrifice for Yah? You better start doing some acts of kindness. You better start showing some mercy. And then let me show you what else. In addition to this mercy, I desire the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. That's Yahweh's desire. Just like King David told us, Yahweh desire truth in the inward part. What truth? The truth of the Almighty. The truth and the knowledge of Elohim. He want to see us labor in this thing. He want to see us like he told us in the laws. In Deuteronomy 6th chapter, starting at the 5th verse, you need to talk about these laws when you walk about, you rise up, when you walk by the way, when you sit down, and before you lay down. Put this law on your door, in on your doorpost. Make it as a frontlet between your eyes. And this is a frontlet. You follow it right here, and you look down, boom, you got it right there that you can see it and remind yourself. He said, put it upon your hand because you can see it and keep it in front of your face. Then you can look at your fringes and you can see it. And when you walk out your door, you see it. When you walk in your door, you see it. Because this is not a vain thing for you. It's your life. We're coming up into the season of the Passover. This ain't no vain thing for us. Because Yahweh is our life. And if you make something that's important to Yah, and you make it a vain thing, you done made Yahweh a vain thing. I'm not about to tell Yahweh the Passover don't matter. Yahweh didn't say it don't matter. You mean to tell me Yahweh did all these works, and you going to say it don't matter? The Sabbath day don't matter. The difference between a day and a night and when a day begins, that don't matter. All you saying is Yahweh don't matter. His works don't matter. His works is vain. Please, people, let's not do that to our Yahweh. Please. That's blasphemy. The Most High said he desired for us to get the knowledge of Elohim. And the only way you're going to get it, if you labor for it and you sharpen iron with your brothers. The Most High said here in Malachi. The third chapter. Say, man, all these brothers doing is talking, man. And they just talking about the word of Yah and the laws of Yah. Ain't you talked enough about Yahweh's word? Ain't you talked enough about Yahweh's laws? That's like asking me, am I tired of living? You tired of living? I ain't tired of living. I'm trying to live forever. And as long as I live, the word of the Most High is going to forever be in my mouth. The name of Yah is going to be forever in my mouth. And if you ain't with that program, then, hey, I guess we just got to part ways and be on different programs. It's all good at the end of the day. We all seeking Yah. Hopefully. Malachi, the third chapter. Look what it says. Starting at the 13th verse. Your words have been stout. That just means hard. Against me, says Yah. And Most High said, we are stout-hearted people. This is why you go in front of the people and say, man, it don't matter when the day begins. It don't matter the difference between the day and the night. I done asked brothers, what's Yahweh's name? It don't matter what his name is right now. It don't matter about this and that. Listen, I can't listen to that kind of talk. I can't listen to that. Because everything about Yahweh matters. Everything. Everything about him matters. But look, your words have been stout against me as Yah. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve Elohim. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before Yahweh of hosts? Yeah, they say, man, it's a vain thing. Trying to seek humility, seek humbleness all the time, man. Be a humble people. and just be dealing with the ordinances and talking about the word of Yah. And man, this thing, man, you got people prospering around us, and all we got is the word of Yah. I don't want the word of Yah. I want some land and some houses, some businesses. I want some gold. I want to be like the heathens. In other words, I want to be like them, what they got going on. And it's all smoke that Yahweh put there just for you to get caught up in. Because the real ones, they ain't going to get caught up in the smoke. All that smoke. It's a bunch of smoke, too. Get you all caught up. Got your heads cloudy and smoked up. But when you serving the Yah, you ain't going to get caught in the smoke. You're going to clear the smoke. And the day going to be clear to you. The vision going to be clear to you. And you're going to see, man, Solomon was skippy. He was darn skippy. Man, all this is vain. Especially when I don't got Yah. If I ain't got Yah, if my investment with Yahweh is on the brink of depression, but I got all these great riches, put it down. Listen, let's keep reading this. He says, yes, we listen, Most High, listen to our hearts. It's vain to serve Yah and keep laboring in His word and these laws and these ordinances and seeking humility. But the 16th verse says, then they that fear Yahweh spoke often one to another. Because that's what those that fear Yahweh do. Those that fear the Most High is those that love the Most High. And he says, they spoke often to one another. And Yahweh hearkened. He was listening to it and heard it in the book of remembrance. Like I told you, this is the book of remembrance. Was written before him for them that fear Yah and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, says Yah of hosts. Who? Those that thought upon his name. Those that he wrote the book of remembrance for. He said, man, those that fear me, I'm going to make sure they got a book now. It's about to be a lot of smoke out there. And they ain't going to sit around like these brothers doing. They sitting around talking, and they talking real good. But now I'm going to let those that thought upon me in the future, they going to be talking good too, but they going to have a book to reference to. They going to have a book of remembrance, because it's a lot of foolishness about to flood the earth. Because everybody about to start going in the imagination of their own heart. It ain't going to be no ancient traditions. No, it's going to be a bunch of hearts that's just bringing and displaying all kind of foolishness. Religions popping up every day from people's hearts, cults. It says, listen, spake often one to another. They were speaking about Yah. So you can tell me a vain thing if you want to. But that's the whole reason we got this book of remembrance. How could you even remember who you are without this book? How can you remember the Sabbath day without this book? How can you remember all the great words that Yahweh told us to remember without this book? Praise the mighty Yah. I want to go to Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Before I get off of here, I got a little bit more time. The conference was a success. It was beautiful. And we didn't hold nobody back. The conference is for you to bring forth your strong reasons and to display it all. Display what you believe. And I seen a lot of beliefs. And I seen things that, of course, I don't agree with. I definitely don't agree that the 400 years is about to end, but we still going to linger around for 10 more years because it's a process to get up out of captivity. And we're going to have to stand in line and sign some paperwork. And we're going to have to do, it's going to be a whole process. And it's going to last about 10, 20 years after 400 just to get out of here. I heard some of that kind of stuff. Definitely don't agree with that. That ain't how Yahweh works. Most High said 400. That's what he meant. But see, we think Yahweh's words come back vain. And Yahweh ain't, he don't say what he mean and he don't mean what he say. Well, Yahweh's got some reproof for a lot of us. Really all of us. But look what it says in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. I'm going to start reading that verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment. In the day of death than the day of one's birth. There got to be some kind of wisdom there. How? What kind of understanding is this? And you tell it to an average man, he's not going to understand it. Because they like, man, how is my death better than my birth? But when you start learning about the ways of the Most High and how he works, then you'll understand what this means. Let's get a little more reading down and we might understand. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to heart. And one thing that people lay to heart is when one is born. When new life come in, everybody get to considering that. Mostly men and women. Hey, my goodness, another life. Praise the mighty Yah. And then you have some people that don't have no children, so they really looking like, my goodness, man, that's beautiful. They consider life coming in. But then when life leaves and is gone and is at its end, considering, my goodness, I'm wasting a lot of time. I got to get my house in order. It's some things that I should have been done. And see, birth don't make you consider them kind of things. When you're born, it's a fresh start. You got all the time in the world. Bunch of blessings before you. And that's fine and good. But when something hits your heart that caused you to start thinking about your mistakes, it starts getting you to think about your errors and start getting you to think about how to get your house in order. Now you know something. It must be better. It must be something better hitting your heart. Scriptures say sorrow is better than laughter. For by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. And yes, you laugh when the babies is coming out. They cute and pretty. But you're sorrowful when that same baby died. And the scriptures will teach you that sorrow is better than laughter. It's just the truth. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the reproof of the wise for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool that is also vanity. Surely oppression make a wise man mad, and a gift destroy the heart. Now watch this. Better is the end of a thing than a beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Hallelujah. Wisdom that you have to get yourself up on. And right now, people, we are in the end time. This is the best time. This is the better time. And this is the time to really start considering getting our house in order, humbling ourselves, gathering ourselves together. Look at Proverbs, the 19th chapter. See, everything around you is in the hands of Yah. And you say, man, why did this little baby just have to die? Maybe the Most High let that baby die so a million people's hearts can get better. Maybe let your brother get shot in the streets so 1,000 of the other brothers' heart can get better. Maybe the Most High did these things so we can start considering it and making ourselves better for it. But it seems like we ain't getting no better. It seems like we're losing hope. And we get worse. But people, all you have to do is consider Yahweh. Consider the Most High. And he will answer you. As long as your heart is pure. And for it to be pure, you just have to be sincere. Just be honest. Be truthful. And acknowledge that, yes, I know I got abominations in my heart. I know it's foul. And I know it shouldn't be there. And then you come before the Most High and say, I just need you to help fix me. Because you know what you need to humble yourself to the fact that you can't do it yourself. You ain't going to fix yourself. You ain't going to fix a hard heart. Look what it says in Proverbs, the 19th chapter. 20th verse says, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in your latter end. You want to be wise in your latter end. Because in the beginning, you ain't going to be so wise. You got a lot of listening. You got a lot of observing. And you got a lot of learning. But at the end, if you get it, then that's when you're going to see all the fruits flow down the river at one time. That's when you're going to see it, all the pieces just come together. And you're going to feel and see this is what it meant. And then the hard work pays off. Long, restless nights pays off. The hard, long days pays off. Your diligence, your due diligence pays off. But it don't pay off until the latter end. Stop trying to get your praises and get everything up front in the beginning. It's the end where you want to put your focus to. Praise Yah. And before I get off of here, yes, sir. I want to know this. Dealing with the latter end. Yahweh is the one that taught us about the latter end. He said he created the heavens, the earth, and all that in them is in 6 days. And he rested the seventh day. And that day he blessed it, he sanctified it, and he hallowed it. You'll read that in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. For those that might be listening in for the first time, is just trying to learn. This is a true event that Yahweh has done. See, the Most High didn't start celebrating at the beginning of the week. Work wasn't done. He didn't start turning up as soon as that was light. Say, wow, goodness, it's light. Let's make it happen. No. Most High had to go through the whole gambit of his works. And in Genesis 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the whole of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day. My goodness, Yahweh getting some rest? Praise the mighty Yah. Go on, get your rest, Yahweh. Most of the people say, well, Yahweh, no, I don't care. Yahweh don't, yeah, he don't need the rest. But if he want to rest, man, let Yahweh get his rest. We done caused Yahweh to labor with our sins. And people say, man, well, Yahweh only rested on the first Sabbath day. And then all the Sabbath days that after this Sabbath day, Yahweh don't rest no more. But Yahweh said, we causing him to serve with our sins. He's dealing with the people every single day. This foolishness, the Most High sit as a judge. He's a judge. And he's judging us every single day. And this is why some of y'all getting emotions. This is why some of y'all getting demotions. This is why some of y'all alive and some of you dying. Yahweh is orchestrating all of this thing. But listen what he says. And Elohim blessed the seventh day. He sanctified it. He had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. And see, a lot of people don't realize that Yahweh actually did that. He actually sanctified one of the days of the week. And it was the last day. It was the end day. It was the end of the week. Yes, he blessed the day of the week. He blessed it. He sanctified it. And when you go to Exodus 20, he'll even tell you that he hallowed it, meaning he made it holy. Now you got a day of the week that's just totally different from all days of the week. It's the best day of the week. So Yahweh has been teaching us that the end is better than the beginning. It's the beginning of time. He's been teaching us that. And this is the way of the Most High. Look what the Most High tell us in Isaiah 40. And I want to see if this is getting to the meat of the matter. I get to read in this chapter right here. I end up reading the whole thing tonight because it's that beautiful. Get into this chapter, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to point out a couple verses. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, says Yahweh Elohim. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Hallelujah. That her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of Yahweh's hands double for all her sins. Can you believe that? Yahweh just said that we done received double. And he done pardon our iniquity. This is done, people. Yahweh done pardon us. Now you about to start seeing Yahweh's mercy shine upon the people. So we in a blessed generation. Because we ain't at the beginning of the captivity. We at the end. So no matter how it looks, I can rest assured that I know it's better. This is a better time. And it's going to get ugly. But it's still better. Because the Most High said, look, now it's over. And now we can speak comfortably. We don't have to fight and toil no more. But listen, let's keep reading this. The seventh verse is, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of Yahweh blow upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim should stand forever. You can throw it in the garbage all you want. You can say it don't matter all you want, but you're not going to stand forever. Especially when you're talking like that. The word of Yah is going to stand forever. Forever, it's going to be the most important thing. It's going to be the last thing standing, period. O Zion that bringeth good tidings. And people, that's what we bring it with, nothing but the truth. I want you to know this. All we bringing is good tidings. We ain't bringing no scorning. We ain't bringing no hating. We ain't bringing no division and decisiveness and dissension. We ain't bringing no foolishness. We bring the truth, and it's all in love. And if anything, everything we're doing and standing for is about unity. Our doors is open. We done called our brothers out, trying to sit at the table of brotherhood with our brothers. We done shown support to all the events that's going on around people's meetings. We trying to show the support. We bring in good tidings. It says, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. That brings good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Yehuda, behold your Elohim. And when you behold your Elohim, you don't have to look at no moon, no sun. Matter of fact, the Most High said, you ain't going to even have a moon and sun no more. So what you toiling about the moon for? Or the sun? That ain't even going to be your light. You'll be on a whole different level. And people don't realize we ain't never need the moon and sun. You ain't never need that. going to do what he's supposed to do. His son going to do what he's supposed to do. And all we got to do is do what we're supposed to do. And the Most High never told us we had any business with the moon and the kind of business that we got with the moon. We got funny business with the moon. We got funny business with the lights. Because the program and business that we got with them, you can't read it in the book. Where is our the moon coalition in the scriptures? Where is the moon watchers in the scriptures that had to tell the people what day of the moon? What day of the moon? Why would you even use the word day and moon together in the same sentence? That's like talking about basketball, a basketball, in the midst of talking about a football game. What basketball has no bearings on nothing with football. It's out of place. And a day and a moon don't go together. Matter of fact, the Most High told us in the beginning that he created the moon and the sun and the stars to separate day and night. So I'm saying, man, it was created on the fourth day. Everything Yahweh created was during the daytime. So you're going to the lions that, listen, you was created during the day, so you need to be out here during the day. And you're going to tell all the beasts, y'all need to be out here during the day. The beasts know their season. Although the Most High created them during the day, the season for the beasts is at night. And they know the season that they're supposed to be in, no matter when they was created. Moon know the season he's supposed to be in, no matter when he was created. So days of the moon, that don't even make sense to me. Now the nights of the moon, now we're talking. But listen, let's keep reading this. Look what the Most High says in the 15th verse. Behold the nations. Look at them. Pay attention to them. The nations are as a drop of a bucket and count it as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. But we all caught up in it. All that dusty smoke out there, you caught all up in it. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will you liken Elohim? Or what likeness will ye compare to him? And see, look, they try to get to compare things to Yah, and watch what they do. They say, look, the workman melteth a graven image. The goldsmith spreadeth it over with the gold, cast the silver chains. He that is so with proverbs that he has no oblation, he ain't got the money, so he going to get a tree that will not rot. And he seeketh him a cunning workman to prepare a great image that should not be moved. So they got them making their little gods. But Yahweh says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? And you know you've been hearing this from the beginning. You know you've been hearing that Yahweh is the only Savior. He is the King, and the Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Yahweh of hosts, and his host is the children of Israel, his angelic beings. We've been hearing about Yah. Has it not been known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? See, Yahweh from the foundations let us know the end. This is his step. He tell you the ending from the beginning. And that's Yahweh's two stems, the beginning and the ending. Because he's the first, he's the beginning, and he's the ending, he's the last. He's the only one can fit them two. There was none before him. You can't claim it. He's the first. And there will be none after him. You can't claim it. He's the last. He's the end. And that's why Yahweh make it a point to show you. Can't nobody tell the end from the beginning except me. I don't care all they soothsayers, they witches, They can't none of them do it. I don't care how many circles and stars they draw. They can't do it unless I give it to them. And yeah, witches are real. We can read about witches in the scriptures. And you know what? They got their revelations from Yahweh. They got it all from Yah. Listen. He says, has it not been understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, spreadeth them out as a tent to the dwelling, and that brings the princes to nothing. He maketh judges of the earth vanity. I'm going to keep reading this. The judges of the earth, he even make them vanity. Yeah, they shall not be planted. Yeah, they shall not be sown. Their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. And yes, he's about to take away all these lies, all these wooden gods, these gold gods, silver gods, rock gods, any kind of gods you got, is about to be gone. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, says Yah. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by the names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one felleth. Why says thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is here from Yah? My judgment is passed over from my Elohim. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. This is why Yahweh has the power that he has. Look what the Most High told us in Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48. Look what the Most High says. Hear ye this, Isaiah 48 and 1. Hear this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and come forth out of the waters of Yehuda, which were by the name of Yah. And that to me sounds like America, even though. And my father, Moray Ishaya, just taught on this. Because I know y'all got this thing, we think Yehuda is only in America. No, Yehuda was cast to the four corners of the earth. And the scriptures clearly states that. Now, if you say majority of us here in the north country of America, you might have something. But to say all of us here, that's not the truth. But he speaks of the waters of Yehuda, which swear by the name of Yah, and make mention of the Elohim of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. So a lot of that, people, don't get caught up in the smoke. They call themselves of the holy city. They stay themselves upon the Elohim of Israel. Yahweh of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. The Most High said, man, I divided the nations according to the tribes of Israel. He divided the nations according to the tribes of Israel before Israel was even ever thought of, before they even was a nation, before even Abraham came on the scene. He already had divided the nations according to Abraham's seed. I declare former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I showed them and did them suddenly, and they came to pass. And look what the Most High says. He said, because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is iron sinew, and thy brow is brass. Everything about your face and your neck is just straight hard. Even from the beginning declared it to thee that you are hard people. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee. lest thou shouldest say, my idol have done them. My graven image and my molten image have commanded them. No, show me where your idol got a book that can tell us about our plight. Show us where your idol has these words telling you to end it from the beginning, and it's all adding up. Show me what your idol has to say. I want to hear your idol speak. Does he speak? Does he hear? Can he see? Does he talk about anything that's going on? No, he don't. Your idol ain't declared nothing. Your idol ain't showed nothing. And that's why you can't see nothing. Because your idol, you got the same spirit. Deaf, dumb, and blind. Listen. Thou has heard. See all this. And will not ye declare it? I have showed new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, even from the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I know them. Look at what the Most High says further. He says, listen, for my own sake, the 11th verse, for my own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my call. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. This is my stamp. This is my place. And can't nobody have my place. Can't nobody have my glory. I'm the first and I'm the last. Period. All ye assemble yourselves and hear what your mind them can declare these things. They can't declare you these things. They ain't talking about none of these things. You ask our Christian brothers and our Muslim brothers, what did your idol say about our captivity? What did he say about these 400 years? What did he say about the condition that we in? They can't show you nothing unless they go to Yahweh's book and show you. They can't declare these things. In the 16th verse, 15th verse, I have spoken, yeah, I have called him. And he's the only Elohim that can speak because he's the only one that's real. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me. Hear ye this. I have not spoken a secret from the beginning, from the time that it was. There am I, and now Yahweh Elohim and his spirit have sent me. Thus says Yahweh, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh the Elohim, which teaches thee the prophet, which leadest thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had your peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. And listen, go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans with the voice of singing, declare ye, tell this. Utter it even to the end of the earth. Say ye, Yahweh has redeemed his servants. Oh, Jacob. Hallelujah. And one of the last verses I want to read. Look what the Most High says. In Isaiah 46. And I'm going to get straight to it. Reading at the 8th verse. Remember this. And show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former of old. For I am Elohim, and there is none else. I am Elohim, and there is none like me. There is none that got a book like me. And when you find the truths in this book, that's been sitting in this book, as far as we know, since 1611. King James put this same book that I'm holding together. Yahweh used this man to put this thing together 1611. That's 418 years ago. So this same book right here is 418 years old. And they just now coming to the fact that within these 418 years, 400 of them years, they used to teach that the earth is flat. But Yahweh been telling you the whole time that it's a circle. They used to operate on a man while he was alive and woke and feeling all the pain. They just now start doing anesthesia and putting him to sleep. Instead of putting a stick in his mouth and putting some alcohol in his mouth and making him feel all that pain. No, Yahweh taught us a long time ago to put the man to sleep if you're going to do surgery. Yahweh taught us a long time ago why they get this on this health kick and learning that fruits and vegetables and the herb yield and seed got healing powers. Yahweh been told us that these things will renew your youth. Look at the diet of his prophets. They use the meat as a pleasure food, and you don't pleasure all day. Pleasure make you weak. How you going to make yourself weak all day when you got to be strong all day to do what you need to do? You can't pleasure yourself all day. Yahweh's been telling us all these things. He's the only one that can do it. He's the one, only one that has done it. The Most High says, listen, remember the ninth verse. Remember the former things of old. For I am Elohim. There is none else. All you got to do is think about the old times. All you got to do is think about how this earth was created, how the sun and moon and stars was created, and how I tell you the whole accounts. He said, listen, I am Elohim. There is none like me, declaring the ending from the beginning. There is none like me, declaring the ending from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures. And so people tell me this. Why would the Most High go to our father Abraham in Genesis, the 15th chapter? Do you know Abraham is our former father? We can go all the way back to Adam, and then we can go down to Noah, and then we can get to Shem, then we can get to Eber, and then we get to Abraham. Abraham is the first one we can read in the scriptures where it says Genesis, the 15th chapter, the first verse. After these things, the word of Yah came unto Abraham in a what? In a vision. This is the first man in the scriptures recorded to receive a vision from the Most High. This was the first man that brought circumcision to the world. And can you be a spiritual man without being circumcised? Sure you can. Abraham lived most of his life uncircumcised. Maybe Noah was uncircumcised too, because we don't read about his family being circumcised. Circumcision came through the way of Abraham. And ever since then, now, the Most High done switched the game. This is a new thing. He's done. He already had it planned. Now all male children must be circumcised. If they're born in your house, bought with your money, they must needs be circumcised. This was the first father of the children of Israel. And then you got Isaac, and then you got Yaakov. But this first father right here, why would he tell you? Let's read what he told him in the same chapter. Genesis, the 15th chapter, he came to him. And it says in the 12th verse, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror, a great darkness fell upon him. And when you think about America, and you think about our beginning plight, and when you add it all up to our first 100 years, and then you add our second 100 years, and then you add our third 100 years, add it all up. And you be honest with yourself, and then you add on this latter 100 year, it's a horror. It's a horror. It's so horrible that we don't even want to hear about our past. We want our past to go to bed. We want our past to be buried in the grave somewhere. We just want to just absolutely have straight amnesia. But then, what about today? Well, are people caught up in the smoke? But if you clear the smoke, we in a terrible time as a people. Just because a few of us got some money, look at the majority of our nation. Look at the neighborhoods that we come from. The laborers that we leave behind, that's still dilapidated, that's sealed down and oppressed and still looking like, it don't even look like something normal. When you roll through our neighborhoods, it ain't normal. It ain't good. It is really a sign. It's something wonderful. It's a wonder that a people can be set up like this, act like this, and just totally oblivious and cursed and fed upon. But a few of you got some businesses and nice houses and millions of dollars. Now everything is all good. Our fathers be rolling over in our graves if they see the condition of our people. Today, killing a man over some shoes, standing in front of a Foot Locker for 10 to 12 hours the next day just for a pair of shoes. This is how vain we are. Oblivious. Spending billions of dollars in our communities, this is a horror. We sitting around here perming our hairs. We wearing green hair, pink hair, just looking like clowns. Putting tattoos all over our bodies, piercing all over our bodies. Wearing our clothes with our butts out. Out in public. We done fooled out, people. This is a horror. But listen what he says, and then I'm going to get off of here. He said it to Abram. After he said, I'm going to start at 12 verse. When the sun was going down, deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, a horror of a great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Not 401 years, not 402 years, not 410. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Now, seeing the way that Yahweh worked, why would Yahweh tell out of seven captivities that the children of Israel have been to, why would he tell our founding father, our former father, our first father, he's the beginning already, why would you tell him about Egypt instead of the end, the last one that really counts? The one is really the best dream he need to know, because if you just leave him with Egypt and don't tell him about the second captivity, the third captivity, you don't tell him about the last one, then he just undone. He got undone information. Oh, man, you told me about Egypt, then that wasn't that bad. We was fruitful there, blossoming. And went through some hardships. But, y'all, you ain't tell me that they had all this other stuff about to happen to them. Because that ain't how Yahweh work anyway. He told him the best, and the best is the end. And he told him the end from the beginning. With that being said, I praise Yahweh for giving me this opportunity to magnify his words, to praise his holy and righteous name, to stand in his sanctuary, and to stand before all our family and friends. With that being said, I say hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yahweh is righteous. Yahweh is holy. And please, let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom. See you tomorrow for Shabbat.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim, I'm my savior.
salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahshua who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.
It's true.